SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne's trams, trains and buses help millions traverse the busy city every day. But for Chris Edwards, Director of Government Relations and Advocacy at Vision Australia, and his seeing eye dog Eva, it's not always a smooth ride.
There's been a number of times where when the announcements don't work or they don't exist, I have no idea which stop I'm at and have to rely on others to let me know. This creates a lot of anxiety and makes travelling so much harder for people like myself.
The current federal laws governing accessibility requirements for public transport date back to 2002, when the current Disability Discrimination Act was updated. But for those with visual impairments who are hard of hearing or use wheelchairs, the system still poses dangers like getting stranded or injured or having equipment damaged. Now, after a long-awaited review, the federal government has announced plans to reform disability standards to help make public transport more accessible. For the 4.5 million Australians who live with a disability, these reforms can't come soon enough. Marijke Jonkers is the president of People with Disability Australia and a retired Paralympian. She says public transport needs to be accessible for all people with disabilities.
Transport is critical for people with disability to seek work, to be part of their community, for education, and it is one of the biggest roadblocks that leads to isolation. If you physically can't use a train, a bus, a plane, you can't participate in society.
Among the changes announced by Transport Minister Catherine King are requirements to provide timetable and delay information in accessible formats and ensure proper onboard signage and audio announcements about the next stop. The new standards will also lead to improved safety for those who use mobility aids or wheelchairs by adding barriers to the sides of portable boarding ramps. And Marijke Jonkers welcomes an announcement that taxi ranks will need to increase the ratio of spaces available for wheelchair-accessible taxis.
There aren't enough maxi taxis, or there simply aren't any in areas of Australia. And people might not be aware that someone who uses a powered wheelchair doesn't have another option. It's well over 100 kilos, closer to 200, and you can't just pick it up and put it in your mate's car and get a lift. You need to have that hoist on the back.
Advocates are calling for a co-designed regulatory framework to ensure new rules are enforced. Chris Edwards says he wants to see more than just improved onboard announcements.
These announcements are very important to make those significant changes to our transport system to enable equal access for all. Whilst we are very pleased to hear the improvement in announcements, I think we need improved announcements on the platform as well as on board the trains.
Both Mr. Edwards and Marijke Jonkers are also calling for urgent reforms in air travel, not covered by these reforms. She says her latest trip demonstrates why.
I just came back from doing some work as president of PWDA in Sydney and planned a trip using the trains to get from my hotel to the airport, because there's a train station in Sydney Airport, and then use the air train in Brisbane from the airport into the city to a hotel. It was a good plan until my wheelchair arrived broken, and now I'm literally doing this interview from bed.
In a statement, the Transport Minister has said the government is consulting on access to aviation services through a separate process. It's unclear when the updated transport standards will come into effect. The 2002 standards required trains and trams to be fully accessible by 2032, but the government says more information will be available to users and operators before they do. Penry Buckley, SBS News.